This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I am announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
Former Vice President Joe Biden making the long-anticipated announcement in a video he posts to Twitter and online this morning.
Folks, America's an idea that's stronger than any army, bigger than any ocean, more powerful than any dictator or tyrant.
In his announcement, Biden also criticizes President Trump's response to a clash in Charlottesville, Virginia, which led to a protester being killed by an alleged white supremacist. Some fellow Democrats already endorsing Biden. Delaware Senator Chris Coons was the first, and now Pennsylvania Senator Bob Casey is also endorsing the former VP. The CDC now says the nation has about 700 cases of measles this year, the most in a year since the U.S. declared the disease eliminated in 2000. And this is USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Lumber Liquidators Flooring Company has you covered with the hottest styles for any room. Get 15 to 25% off our best-selling floors, like Rose Canyon Pine Waterproof Vinyl and Wide Plank Willow Manor Oak Hardwood. Get started today with special financing, and we can arrange the installation for you. See the flooring experts at your local Lumber Liquidators today. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
Evangelist Franklin Graham wants Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg to repent for being gay. The son of famed evangelist Billy Graham tweeting that homosexuality is, quote, something to be repentant of, not something to be flaunted, praised, or politicized. The U.S. Department of State's Rewards for Justice program is now offering up to $10 million for information on the global terrorist organization Lebanese Hezbollah.
That reward will be paid for information that would lead to a disruption of the financial mechanism of the Lebanese-based terrorist organization that receives weapons, training, and financial funding from Iran. I spoke to Michael T. Ivanov, Assistant Secretary of State for Diplomatic Security.
The purpose is to stem and go after people that are hiding or facilitating Hezbollah mechanisms for global terrorists.
I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Community leaders in Connecticut want the firing of two cops who opened fire on a car, seriously wounding a passenger. USA Radio's Wendy King brings us up to date.
Reverend Boise Kimber says Hempton officer Devin Eaton and Yale University officer Terrence Pollock must be fired.
We do not need to wait until the state attorney, Patrick Griffin, finishes his investigation. They have violated every protocol of their department.
Eaton's body camera video, released by the state police, shows him starting to shoot the driver, 21-year-old Paul Witherspoon III, after he gets out of the car and raises his arms.
He wrote 30 plays and 19 movies, but he's best known for having written Children of a Lesser God. Playwright Mark Medoff has died at 79. His daughter says he passed away in a hospice in Las Cruces, New Mexico, surrounded by family. And the 2019 NFL Draft kicks off tonight in Nashville. The Arizona Cardinals have the first overall pick. The San Francisco Niners pick second, followed by the New York Jets, Oakland Raiders, and Tampa Bay Bucks. Rounds 2 and 3 will happen on Friday, tomorrow with the final four rounds set for Saturday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way we roll, and it's what it's all about here. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. How you doing, America? Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Liz Peek is with us now, Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Liz, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm terrific. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Sleepy Joe, as President Trump has titled him now, has entered the fray. He's got no money, no support from his, you know, his number one guy for 8 years. Barack Obama hasn't endorsed him, but hey, he could be the Obi-Wan Kenobi for the Democrats, huh?
Well, beware the inevitable candidate, right? That's what we learned in 2016. Look, Joe Biden has been leading in most of the polls, partly on name recognition and partly because, yes, he is associated with 8 years of Barack Obama's presidency and 8 years that a lot of Democrats feel very nostalgic for right now.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like all candidates, he will now, having entered the race, become subject to scrutiny at a level that he has not formerly endured, and when he has endured it in this prior runs for the presidency, it hasn't gone well.
Exactly.
So, you know, we'll see what happens. I don't think he is going to be the candidate, and partly because the reason you mentioned first, in all the dithering, the sort of Hamlet on the Potomac, experience of the last 6 months, a lot of the top Democrat strategists, aides, campaign people have gone off to other campaigns and have raised an awful lot of money. So, and here's something we talked about yesterday on air, which I hadn't really thought about, but I think it's a pretty valid concern. Bernie Sanders supporters, when polled, say that if their man doesn't win this time around, and the sort of suggestion is if he is again cheated out of the nomination, they're not going to vote. They'll vote for Trump. Well, they're not going to vote for Trump. I think we can agree on that. But there's a pretty good chance a lot of them won't vote at all.
Exactly.
And that hurt Hillary Clinton in 2016, that disaffection from the Bernie crowd. And they really, you know, Bernie Sanders has an amazing strong hold on his supporters. He would have to do something truly outrageous to lose those voters, kind of like Trump in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Bernie's army, you know what, if he doesn't get the nomination, I think that's a real problem for Democrats.
Well, Liz, his statement that even the Boston bombers should be allowed to vote, it kind of stopped people for a moment. And I thought, okay, is this going to hurt him? But no, it you know, they've kind of like a duck. They took it and rolled over and are just going forward on this.
Well, I think a lot of sensible Americans find that pretty outrageous. But, you know, it's one of those slippery slope arguments. Democrats, in the main, have been advocating for ex-felons to vote. That is to say that people coming out of prison, have they done their time? If they've checked all the boxes, they should be given the vote.
Mm-hmm.
That has actually, as you know, been approved now in many states.
In Florida, for one, for which
where I
reside. Yes, exactly.
That's exactly right. And guess why? I mean, most of those people are going to vote Democratic. So that's a real easy thing for Democrats to get pretty whooped up about. This other that Sanders is talking about, people still in prison, that's a little bit of a bridge too far for a lot of people. But again, it's kind of a slippery slope. And I sort of feel like the entire country is sliding down slippery slopes one way or another. I was thinking about this yesterday because I live in New York City. New York City is increasingly impossible to live in. And that's not an overstatement. We're kind of sliding back towards the conditions we all faced in the 1970s when the city was dirty. It was full of homeless people. People were sort of out of control in terms of law and order. Certainly crime, big crimes are much better now, but with the loosened up parole guidelines, I'm not sure that's going to continue. And meanwhile, just the quality of life, when you have the ACLU saying that basically people can come and squat outside my door and go to the bathroom.
Right.
When you have the police saying they're no longer going to enforce turnstile jumpers, all of these things kind of take you back to an era when Americans really wanted relief, and what we ended up with was broken wheels, broken windows policing, and kind of tougher law enforcement. And, you know, I think eventually we're going to get there, because you look at Seattle, oh, my goodness, what a mess that city is.
California, you don't even want to think about going to San Francisco right now, Liz.
Exactly, exactly. So, you know, I do think these things kind of go in big arcs. And I think what starts out, you know, I think Americans are very generous people. They're very liberal people, sort of generally speaking. They're pretty content to have people live their own lives. And, you know, certainly most people feel that racism is a horrible thing. But you kind of keep going down the path of every time someone's arrested, is that a racist act? Well, we should just forgive this kind of crime and not prosecute those kinds of crimes because more people of color are getting prosecuted for them, all of a sudden you end up with a real mess on your hands. And I think that's when residents of cities like New York and San Francisco are going to stand up and say, no, this is really wrong.
Yeah, enough is enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, as we've said before, Liz, people are realizing that gravity does exist. You know, you keep trying to defy it. You fall off the roof. You hit the ground. It hurts. And people are, you know, have had enough of the realization of it. I mean, this is real. Getting back to Joe Biden, kiss and don't tell, hopefully, a lot of wind in his face, not only because of the controversy and, you know, all the kinky stuff that he's been accused of. I mean, people have seen it, and it's creepy, and they don't like it. The other thing is that in the past, as you alluded to, you want to look at what somebody will do. Look what they've done. What kind of traction has he had in the past? He's not fared well in these kind of bouts. And, you know, having 19 other people on stage and him trying to gain some ground when right now you've got 19 people just trying to outdo themselves. I mean, we've got convicted felons or people in jail. Give them the vote. It's free college, free health care. We just keep on raising the ante here, and it's like, you know, where does Joe Biden fit in all this? Like, he's going to be able to come in and offer some sort of reasonableness and bring this runaway train, in a sense, back to somewhat of the middle that the Democratic Party might begin to resemble a part of its previous self?
Well, the problem with that is he's already kind of given up that narrative by proclaiming himself the most progressive person in the race when he wasn't yet in the race. That was a little bit of a bobble. But the problem is you can't be both things. You can't be the great moderate hope for winning back blue-collar workers in blue-red states and at the same time appeal to Democratic primary voters who, by the way, are very progressive. And they are looking for something new. You know, they, as I say, based on name recognition, Biden's been at the top of the heap, but it's been a declining advantage that he has, I'm not so sure he wins the nomination.
Right. And weren't you part of the team that just devastated the middle class, oh, by the way?
Yeah. Well, that's right. And by the way, his, you know, the promo pictures that are out with him show him walking along with Barack Obama. Okay, a third term of Barack Obama is what Hillary Clinton ran on. That didn't go well.
Didn't work well. More from Liz Peek after this. Stay with us. 15 after the top of the hour.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
I know it sometimes seems like Mission Impossible, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe we just haven't had enough people fall off the roof, as I mentioned earlier, to realize that gravity still exists. You know, Liz and I were just talking off air about, you know, the moral compass, the disconnect of our society. You know, Liz, this is a government of for by we the people. And really what it commands is that the people have to stay activated. You cannot remain passive. Otherwise, you're going to end up like World War II Germany.
Oh, I think that's totally true. And by the way, people have been active. They elected Donald Trump against every, you know, officious voice telling us that that was the wrong thing to do. In large measure, the election of Donald Trump was a protest vote. It was protesting the hypocrisy, the sort of lunacy of the left where every time someone's put in jail, it's a racist act. It's a slippery slope. All of our impulses, you and I were talking offline about how Democrats have refused to condemn the comments of Ilhan Omar. Mm-hmm. Karl Rove wrote a very good piece in the Journal today about that. Well, her comments are offensive, but because it comes from the first woman, Muslim woman in Congress, it's racist to call her out on them. No, it is not. It's appropriate to call her out on it. And covering up her comments on the basis of ultra sensitivity is just ridiculous. I mean, this is the kind of thing, by the way, which will mean that Donald Trump is reelected. Yes, the economy is a very, very big factor in that. It is also a big factor that people are just tired of the stupidity and the hypocrisy on the left. And you know what? The only way they can respond, really, without just getting hammered on social media or losing their jobs even, is by voting for Donald Trump. And that's what they'll do.
Exactly. Well, and as you say, the lunacy of the left, it continues. I mean, after some $60 million of the people's money expended looking into this Russian collusion deal. I mean, that includes Mueller. It includes, all the congressional and senatorial hearings over this and investigations. And the bottom line is no collusion, no conspiracy. Mueller didn't do us any favors there. It's almost like he handed this over, said, okay, no collusion, which we knew was, ridiculous anyway to begin with. But the way he set it up is like he left this, almost timing device, behind to kind of just give the Democrats something to hang on to. And oh my goodness, they're like a dog on a bone here. They will not let go of this.
Well, they have nothing else to talk about. They don't want to talk about the economy. It's ridiculous to have a Democrat contender right now talking about how they're going to make the economy stronger. We've got unemployment claims at a 50-year low. We have real wages rising for the first time in a decade. All of these, and consumer and business sentiment at decades high levels. People, I wonder if Democrats ever stopped to ponder why those numbers didn't look that way under President Obama. Mm-hmm. I could give you chapter and verse why it didn't happen. And by the way, when Joe Biden trots out his presidential aspirations, somebody's got to say, well, wait a minute, weren't you part of the problem? Weren't
exactly.
you part of the reason mm-hmm. that those blue-collar workers in Ohio and Pennsylvania and Michigan and Wisconsin felt aggrieved because no one was worrying in this great globalist fantasy that everyone bought into so enthusiastically? No one was worried about American workers. That is the bottom line, and that's why Donald Trump was elected. I mean, really, Joe Biden has a lot to defend against. Certainly things that happened 30 years ago, I think most Americans really don't care so much about that. But yes, he should be held to task for embracing enthusiastically policies under the Obama administration that meant really hard times for America's middle class. The idea that this guy is going to be the champion of the middle class is preposterous.
Exactly. Well, as you and I have discussed many times, Liz, we live under an hourglass economy right now, and what's squeezed is the middle class, and this was done with Obama-era policies. And what did Donald Trump do? Basically, he disengaged them. He took them off the table, and, along with this idea, I mean, oh my goodness, this idea that America would never get beyond a 2% GDP ever again. Thank God Donald Trump never believed in that, along with many other Americans, and now here we are. And if he didn't have the resistance that he was dealing with right now, Liz, I think we'd be looking at 4+, maybe even 5% GDP right now.
Yeah, it's really a tragedy. It's a tragedy that the country isn't going to get, the Democrats in Congress are going to basically throw up one roadblock after another to everything that he tries to do. It makes me laugh that Nancy Pelosi has trotted out the old nugget of let's get together and talk about infrastructure. Here's what we absolutely know. There's no way that there's going to be an infrastructure deal because the Democrats absolutely cannot afford to let Donald Trump have any more wins, and they won't do it. So what is Pelosi going to do? She's going to come in to the White House and say, yeah, let's have a big infrastructure program, and we will pay for it this way, and it'll involve a gas tax or some tax that the White House won't go along with because it'll basically reverse course on the tax cuts of 2017. And so Pelosi's narrative from then on will be, well, we tried to work with this president, but, you know, he wasn't having it. So if we don't have any progress, don't blame us.
Right, exactly. Well, and their easy answer, just like musicians that lack ability to really hit the scales, is turn the music up, distort it, and call it some sort of music and some sort of artistic accomplishment. And the Democrats' answer is, hey, let's just turn up the noise and increase taxes.
Well, that's basically the bottom line. I mean, all, you know, everyone, really, I do have to say, as a Republican, you have to sort of enjoy what's going on the other side of the aisle right now. There are, as you know, 20 people running. There's one guy this morning in the list that I literally had never heard of before. But anyway, who cares? Maybe someone else has heard of him. But every single thing they're doing, of course, is coming out with big, big handouts, free college, free this, free that, free medical care, et cetera. And Americans just aren't that dumb. Most Americans understand that there's a price to be paid, not only in higher taxes, but also in the quality of the eventual product delivered, right? Yes, we all agree that Social Security and Medicare are wonderful programs if you need them. But the truth is most people would rather be in a position where they can buy their own health insurance, choose their own doctors, and basically chart the course of their life without the government's interference. But, you know, Democrats want to interfere more and more. I just don't think that story sells.
Well, and look what the Democrats did with Social Security. I mean, now they're talking back. They're saying 15 years now, it's going to be gone.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, of course
that's a disaster. I mean, for all the money that they've taken out of it, I mean, thank you very much, LBJ, right?
Yes, but don't, I mean, both parties are complicit in the problems of Social Security. It was created at a time when the average life expectancy was much, much less than it is now. Now we have the fastest growing part of our population, percentage-wise, is people over 100 years old. No one ever anticipated that, and that's only going to get worse or better, depending on your viewpoint.
Yeah, right.
Better in terms of people living longer, but worse in terms of financial repercussions. But no politician has the backbone to say, let's reform Social Security because it's not going to work. I'm going to get Social Security. You're going to get it. For people 30 years old who are, you know, optimistically paying in their dues right now, if they earn a good living and they're substantially well off, they're never going to see a dime of Social Security.
Exactly. It's a Ponzi scheme is what it's turned into.
It is.
Thank you very much. And then the thing, you know, relevant to, you know, what they're doing, maybe that's why they want national health care, because then they would take care of those 100-year-old plus people, because with national health care, we couldn't afford to keep them well.
Well, look, the numbers just don't work. Here, interestingly, I went to a presentation, weirdly, at the United Nations the other day, but headed by, or one of the speakers was one of the foremost experts on Alzheimer's. I know this guy. His name's Dr. Phillott. He's really an amazing researcher. And there has been a very conclusive, powerful study done showing that if you do five things, your chance of Alzheimer's reduced 40%. And those things are don't smoke, drink only moderately, keep a reasonable body weight, exercise reasonably, and I forget, or eat healthily. And guess what? 40%. If everyone in the country did that, there would be no problem with Medicare.
Well, there it is.
Yeah.
Make sure you check out Liz Peek. Liz, where can they go and read your latest column?
I have a website, LizPeek.com. It's P-E-E-K. And on Twitter, I'm at Liz Peek. Please join me.
There she is, Liz Peek, Fox News contributor on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Liz. Have a great day.
Thanks, Bill. You too.
Ron Maniloff has lived through decades of hot, sunny weather. Visits to his dermatologist to remove skin cancers called cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma, or CSCC, were routine.
I've been living with CSCC for the past 30 years. They always showed up as dry patches on my face. I never thought it was anything to worry about until they started to get bigger and spread.
Every year, an estimated 700,000 people are diagnosed with CSCC. the second most common type of skin cancer in the U.S. Although readily treatable when caught early, CSCC can turn deadly in advanced stages, and in the southern half of the U.S., deaths from CSCC may outnumber deaths from melanoma.
I had never seen such rapid invasive growth in my life. It was terrifying. People need to be proactive in asking their doctor questions and learning about all available treatments.
CSCC is caused by a lifetime of sun exposure, among other factors. Learn more at skincancerquestions.com. This report is brought to you by Regeneron and Sanofi.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I am announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
Former Vice President Joe Biden making the long-anticipated announcement in a video he posts to Twitter and online this morning.
Folks, America's an idea that's stronger than any army, bigger than any ocean, more powerful than any dictator or tyrant.
In his announcement, Biden also criticizes President Trump's response to a clash in Charlottesville, Virginia, which led to a protester being killed by an alleged white supremacist. Some fellow Democrats already endorsing Biden. Delaware Senator Chris Coons was the first, and now Pennsylvania Senator Bob Casey is also endorsing the former VP. The CDC now says the nation has about 700 cases of measles this year, the most in a year since the U.S. declared the disease eliminated in 2000. And this is USA Radio News.
Electrical pros do it right to get everything in one stop, so you spend more time on the job than away from it, and spend less money too. Lowe's is here to help by having the right quantities and at the right prices, like 250-foot and 1,000-foot rolls of 12-2 and 14-2 Southwire Romex Simple Wire, now 5% off. Plus, save an additional 5% just by using your Lowe's business credit account. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid 424 through 426 while supplies last. Subject to credit approval, can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be
okay. Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Bill Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
Let me tell you, I was taught by a nun that hated hanging prepositions. You have no idea, I'm telling you. You could suffer severely at her very hands. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Megan Barth joins us. Yes, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Hey, Miss Megan, how you doing?
Hey, Bill, I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I had my eyeball, worked on yesterday, and so things are still a little fuzzy as it's healing. Had to do a little cataract surgery. They tell me 45 million people that will, or 4 to 5 million, I don't know, some huge number of people who will have cataract surgery this year. So I added to the statistics, you know, to make sure that they were, you know, they're right on track. And so if I misread something, you understand why, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, absolutely. Well, thanks for your grace as always. I appreciate it.
Heal quickly.
Yes, absolutely. Donald Trump says when the truth comes out, it will be a beauty, as noted in your at your website. And beauty is not necessarily beautiful. I think it's one that it will be beautiful for those that want to get this country back on track, for us to be a country of the rule of law, understanding what we've gone through in the last 2 years. The Mueller report, it was quite an expose to say, look, we've got major trouble here in River City. Forget about what you want to say about Trump. It's like, wait a minute, you had an FBI, you had a Justice Department, you've got tentacles that go into the White House itself, the former president of the United States, all involved in this, what amounts to a coup, and absolute ignorance of 63 million voters that said, look, it, we want Donald Trump to be our president. But the deep state, the established bureaucracy of our country that says, look, it, we know better than you. You know, we are elites. We've gone to all the right colleges. We've paid our dues and everything. And you owe us the power. You don't have the power to run the country, even though our Constitution says it's a government of, for, by, and we the people. We're going to take control, and we're going to tell you what to do. And, in fact, we'll exercise any means possible to negate your vote, because Donald Trump is not deserving to be president of the United States.
Right, and this comes on the heel of what Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton's Judicial Watch, had uncovered through FOIA requests as well as testimony and deposition. A tweet by Trump just the other day, former CIA analyst Larry Johnson accuses the United Kingdom intelligence of helping Obama administration spy on the 2016 Trump presidential campaign via OANN. Wow, it's not just a question of time before the truth comes out, and when it does, it will be a beauty. And as you mentioned, the FBI and DOJ led by Barack Obama, and we definitely know that the Barack Obama administration was involved, and we definitely know that Barack Obama was also involved, because as a national security operation, which was this counterintelligence operation called Crossfire Hurricane, he was briefed by his NCI on a daily, if not weekly, basis.
Yeah, he insisted on daily briefings.
Correct. And so we definitely know that Obama knew of the spy operation. Now, remember, 2 weeks ago, the Democrats were in arms because they didn't want us to talk about spying. They didn't refer, as A.G. Barr was being interviewed by, I believe, a Democrat on a committee, and he referred to as spying. And she had said, well, you don't believe of the spying. And he said, well, is there really any question? And he believes that, yeah.
Yeah.
So whether or not the Democrats want to use a euphemism like counterintelligence, which really isn't a euphemism because it's still spying,
right?
Spying is spying.
Yeah, listen to what James Comey said. Even what James Comey, like, I can't believe that you would think it was spying. You know, I mean, wait a minute. Are you that devoid and disconnected from the language and the activity that you executed to deny what you did? I mean, let's even go back when Donald Trump mentioned that he was surveilled. I think he said he was wiretapped because he used the wrong language. I mean, the bottom line is they were spying on him, but because he said wiretapped, they laughed at him, mocked him. Remember, they said, you know, you don't even know what he's talking about. You know, we don't wiretap anymore. I mean, this is new technology. Well, but nobody from the mainstream media asked the follow-up, like, okay, let's just say it's not wiretap. What do you call it? You know, nobody asked that question, right?
Right. Well, when you use human informants, and when you do tap phones or wiretap phones or seize electronic communications or monitor electronic communications, all that adds up to spying. And we have newspeak, right? We have the Orwellian newspeak of the left once again, where they want to choose their words in order to cover up their crimes. But you can't really cover up a crime. The truth ultimately comes out. This isn't going to turn into a cold case. We have all of the evidence related to what we need in order for AG Barr as well as the Inspector General to hopefully come up with the conclusion that, yes, this actually was a treasonous, seditious conspiracy.
Exactly.
Against not only a private individual, as Trump was prior to his winning, but then it went into overdrive when he won, and that was the Crossfire Hurricane spy or counterintelligence operation.
Well, Megan, as you say, treasonous and seditious. Former FBI agent, many years experience. He trains the FBI. He founded Understanding the Threat. Just cannot believe, you know, how reckless they had become. But, you know, this is like anything, like Watergate, like any previous corruption. It didn't start overnight. This has been going on. This has been on a trajectory for quite a while. And America, really, if they're sincere about returning to the rule of law and getting this country back on track, they're going to have to be uncomfortable here. And when you are holding people into account for something as severe as sedition and treason, the consequences are severe. And I wonder if this country has the intestinal fortitude to undergo what it needs to, you know, go through in order, you know, to really, you know, open up, lance out this cancer and get it out of the system. Because you'll hear, you know, if anything's bipartisan, you'll hear both sides saying, we don't ever want this to happen again. Really? You really mean that? If you really do, then get ready, because we're going to be opening up some severe wounds, and it's going to be stinking. It is going to be ugly. It is not necessarily going to be a beautiful thing, but eventually it can be once it gets cleaned up. But we've got a huge mess on pick an aisle. Pick all the aisles that you want. There is a mess all over the place here.
Well, you don't really hear the Democrats saying that they don't want to hear or witness this again, because what they have banked on is that they had every right to launch a counterintelligence operation based on a dossier, really. But we know that the dossier was salacious, and we also know that it was unverifiable, yet we know that that dossier was used as evidence to get a warrant from the FISA court. And so what the Democrats are really saying is that, well, you know, the Russians interfered in our elections. Well, they've been interfering in our elections, or at least attempting to interfere, for decades.
Mm-hmm.
When they buy $100,000 in Facebook ads and basically split the cost between both candidates, that happened under Barack Obama's administration.
Exactly.
And let's not forget that Barack Obama came out on the dais that it's absurd to think that the Russians could interfere or influence our election. I mean, that's nearly a quote by the former commander-in-chief. And so if this Russian influence in our elections did occur, Obama and team did absolutely nothing about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's quite rich, too, that Hillary Clinton would be given a microphone and put center stage once again to somehow be the moral conscience of what happened. I mean, it's like, wait, how do you do this with a straight face?
Well, she's been lying so long, it just comes second nature. You know, after a while, a liar, if he lies so long, he begins to believe his own BS.
Right. Well, and certainly this has scarily been the case. And for, you know, whether it's her or anybody from, you know, James Clapper or, you know, John Brennan, I mean, you hear the statements coming out of them and you just go, how do you disconnect yourself from, you know, from the truth so severely that you are delusional? Even James Comey saying, you know, I can't believe they're talking about wiretapping. That's not what we do. We've got more from Megan after this.
Great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE5W30. Available on Amazon.
Now playing Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater for 15 minutes.
The odds were against her son.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please send her a spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got him off!
Now.
I don't believe John will survive tonight.
Discover the incredible true story.
You don't know my son.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
He is a fighter.
Breakthrough, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets, go to BreakthroughMovie.com.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business. So you'll get loans with competitive interest rates. And in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Every day
we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's time for a comeback, huh? 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and it seems like our president's saying, hey, look, enough of this stuff. 2 years, been wide open, let you have access to all my people. I've done everything I can to cooperate. Okay, so I didn't meet with Bob Mueller for obvious reasons. You know, the people that know better said, look, this could be a perjury trap, last thing you need to do. And, oh, yeah, by the way, it was clearly noted in the report that Mueller had all the information he needed anyway, that he really didn't need a sit-down face-to-face. But, oh, my goodness, Eric Swalwell, Jerry Nadler, they're beside themselves, heads are exploding, because somehow when the president gave Mueller 99% access to everything about his administration for that less than 1%, Megan, you know, let's cry foul over that, right?
Right, exactly. And it's interesting to listen to Adam Schiff and Swalwell keep repeating, like, minor birds, that they definitely have evidence of obstruction. They definitely have evidence of collusion. It's irrefutable. Well, over the last 2.5 years, why didn't you present this evidence that you claim to have? Because Mueller certainly didn't find it.
Right. And if you keep threatening an impeachment, go ahead. Put it on the line.
No, and I think that's really where we're headed. I mean, let's not fool ourselves. Let's not let Nancy Pelosi fool us into believing that they're not close to impeachment. This is the whole goal of the Democrat Party, because impeachment's all they got.
Mm-hmm.
They believe that that's the ace up their sleeve. They believe that their hatred of Trump is going to win them the election outside of their love of this country and putting forward policies that will really help the American people.
Mm-hmm.
You can see that they're really policy they have a deficit in policies. Yet they have this eagerness, as they've had for the last 2.5, 3 years, to impeach this president.
Right.
So that's where we're headed. Make no mistake about it.
Yeah. And what are they doing? I mean, here are the candidates running for president, you know, offering all these ideas, supposedly, whether it has to do with immigration or the economy, that they could do so much better and everything, and going, well, look, you're in Congress right now. Why aren't you offering these solutions on the floor of the Senate or in the floor of the House? No, we're going to grandstand. We're going to bring it out and put it out on the campaign trail. But meanwhile, you know, this supposed love of the country and bringing us all together, what one thing are you doing to unify this country? If anything, it's this bitter partisanship that you continue to hang on to. I mean, invalidating 63 million votes, let me tell you, that doesn't settle well with half the country. Oh, by the way.
Well, no, and what's very interesting is that Sotomayor yesterday on the Supreme Court, while they were listening to the census question related to citizenship, said that Hispanics have a justified fear of this administration. Well, when you look at the numbers, she's lumping in, this is the soft bigotry of low expectations, she is a wise Latina, is lumping in all Hispanics with illegal immigration, just like the Democrats are doing. Well, illegal immigrants are all different nationalities. They're Egyptian, they're Pakistani, they're Chinese, they're Honduran, Guatemalan, and yes, they're also Mexican. But when you look at the poll numbers, Donald Trump is doing extraordinarily well, perhaps better than any president in modern history with the Hispanic population, where his approval numbers are close to 40%, as well as Hispanic Americans are taking part in the Trump's economy as well as in home buying. That's
exactly
another statistic that came out.
Right.
So this fear that Hispanics might have in order to answer the citizenship question, well, if you're a citizen of this country, you shouldn't have any fear
exactly
of the administration or answering the question.
Yeah, that's going to be that was going to be my next
citizen.
Point. Is Justice Sotomayor is smarter than this to make this kind of statement? That's irrational. You know, just as you said, if they are here legally, there's no fear. It is those that are operating in the shadows. They are the ones that have fear, and they should, because they've broken the law. At some point, again, does the country have the intestinal fortitude and the courage to do what it says it wants to do, and that is to be a country of law and order? And are we going to go through the process here, or are we going to do what we did back under Ronald Reagan and just, you know, homogenize everything and just allow for amnesty? And if that happens, I got to tell you, heads will explode on both sides of the aisle.
Well, look, the Democrats, if they really wanted a solution to the illegal immigration problem, they would have provided a solution in the House. Mm-hmm. Illegal immigration benefits Democrats, and that's why they are staunchly against the citizenship on the question, citizenship question on the census.
Mm-hmm.
It is said that California would lose a couple House seats if the legal aliens weren't counted on the census. And when you look across the country where illegal aliens reside, they reside primarily in blue districts, blue states. And so all of these states would be impacted by representation as well as government aid, because federal dollars are allocated according to population. Well, when you have a large number of illegal aliens living within your communities or in your state, you are going to get more dollars as well as you are going to get more representation in the Electoral College. And so we expect the Supreme Court to hand down a ruling, and hopefully a favorable ruling, where we can ask citizenship on the census again.
Right.
So we do have an understanding of exactly how many people are here and who are here illegally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Democrats always want to hang on this 11 million number of illegal aliens that are here.
Yeah, they've held on to that for decades.
Years.
Yes, exactly.
We've been told that for 20 years. It's more like 30 million.
Right.
And when you look at the numbers of how much Americans are expending on illegal aliens, it's downright ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
$136 to $165 billion we spend on people who have no legal right to be here. That money could be used for the people, as Cher was screaming the other day on Twitter. How are
exactly
we taking in all these illegal aliens if we can't take care of our own on the streets of Los Angeles? Well, that's what we've been asking Cher for years.
Exactly.
So it's time to do something about it. And when the Democrats refuse the president's offer of amnesty for 2 million DACA recipients?
Yeah, I think it went up to as high as 1.8. But
1.8? Yeah, and they didn't even come to the table.
No.
It tells you that they want absolutely nothing to do with fixing the problem, because why? They are benefiting from
without
illegal
a doubt
immigration.
Well, and that's the old business axiom. People do that which they get rewarded for. And the Democrats have figured this out for a long time, and they're continuing to hold the line on this. And, you know, just the same thing as what's going on. I mean, you've got, you know, the coyotes, you've got, you know, the smugglers that are all participating in this, that are, you know, just adding to the caravans, storming our border. and they're overwhelming the system to such a degree. And look at the big business that is flowing their way, whether it has to do with sex trafficking, opioid addiction, you know, illegal drug trafficking. I mean, on and on. I got to tell you, the gangs and the drug lords are just absolutely celebrating because it's been a windfall profit for them. Thank you very much, the Democratic Party.
Well, and there's a great report in the Federalist that I picked up that you can find on ReaganBabe.com, and they talk about a new report from the RAND Corporation, which found that human smugglers and cartels earned as much as $2.3 billion from Central American migrants in 2017. So the human smugglers and the drug cartels are the ones that are winning in this illegal alien invasion, as well as the Democrats. So what does that tell you? The Democrats and the drug cartels seem to have something in common because they're both benefiting from illegal immigration.
You know, it's absolutely disgusting, and you know, whether it's the opioid addiction, you know, the, all the people that are dying at the hands of the illegal drugs coming in, you know, the sex trafficking, you know, the stories that abound here. Megan, can you imagine? I mean, first of all, you send your daughter on a 1,400 mile trek, and you give her birth control pills with the caveat, or at least the warning of saying, "Look, you need to take these because." And chances are, very likely, you're going to get raped along the way. How do you send your daughter on that kind of journey?
Yeah, well, isn't that the million-dollar question? You know, and why aren't they sending their daughters to Venezuela? If Venezuela is just such the perfect socialist utopia, as the socialists that are now rising up through the Democrat Party, and if America hates brown people, and if we are a genocidal nation, or we are a nation of slavery, why are people from all over the world risking their lives and risking their children's lives in order to come here? I mean, that is the mantra of the left, that America is an institutionally racist, awful country, that after years and years and years, we still are in a repentance mode. We still must pay for our past sins, whether that's through reparations or even open borders. Why is it that all the people from around the world are fleeing here instead of fleeing to Venezuela? Well, that's because, number one, it's Trump's economy, so they can see that the American dream is still alive.
Exactly.
The American dream is the American dream because it only occurs in America. It is the most free and prosperous country in the world, and this is something that the Democrats don't believe in. And that is why they want to fundamentally transform this country. And so how do you fundamentally transform this country? You do it through open borders, whereby they won't have to fire a shot to usher in socialism. They'll simply just open the borders and create a whole new dependent class.
Exactly. And it's already ready-made because you've already got Democrat socialists that have been elected into office. They've crossed their fingers in taking the oath of office that they would protect and serve this country against any threat, foreign or domestic, and I guess just King's X anymore. I mean, and we wonder what is going on. But at the very foundation of all this is there's a breakdown in integrity. People are not what they say and who they say they are today. And this is why the voter needs to be more discerning than ever, especially going into this 2020 election. You ask the question, do they add or take away from liberty in this country? That's the main question to ask. Megan Barth, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Go to ReaganBabe.com for more information. Thank you, Megan. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place.